Hello and welcome back to the Honey Temple. My name is Lee, and today we are going to do a beautiful healing hormone balance chakra meditation. Back after the intro. I'm Lee Telford, intuitive wellbeing coach and teacher. Most of you will know me through my business and social media as Soul Self Mastery. I'm the founder of the Hormone Balance Chakra course, and I coach women back to wholeness, giving them step-by-step tools and techniques that helps them connect with her, H-E-R, that feminine energy that will allow you to heal, elevate, and rebalance. I hope you enjoy the Honey Temple, allowing you to be your own damn queen. And welcome back to the Honey Temple if you are listening to this audio version, or if you're watching this on my YouTube channel, you're very welcome. We are going to go straight into a beautiful healing meditation. So you can listen to this. You can listen to this as you're walking. You can get into the bath. You can sit down. You can lie down. You can listen to it driving, as long as you do not close your eyes. Okay, so take a moment here to pause to get yourself ready. And just to connect with the heart space, placing your left hand in your heart, and just be open to receiving the energy, the healing. I am an intuitive well-being coach and healer, so I channel Reiki healing energy, integrated energy therapy, I channel light codes, shamanic energy, I do soul retrievals. So whatever your body is open to and is able to cope with it this time, everybody will feel and experience something different, but trust that whatever you feel, experience, or release is what is right for you at the time. So I just want you to take a moment to close the eyes. And it's almost like we are in a physical healing circle. I'm seeing us as almost like a spiral. So just allowing the dust to settle, allowing all parts of you to arrive. Taking a minute to just slow the breath down. A message to the brain, to allow the parasympathetic nervous system to kick in, which is all about rest and digest and healing. Life has been particularly hectic, chaotic, so it's nice to be able to stop, to receive. You're just going to breathe nice and deeply in through the nose for three. And out through the mouth, slower and longer for six. And you're just going to do three of those long, deep breaths. Connect to wherever you are, whether it be on a chair, on a bed, on a seat, on the earth. Connect with your feet. Visualize your feet in your mind's eye. Visualize the earth beneath you. I want you to visualize a star, like a grid, beneath you. This is known as the Earth Star Chakra. It is our foundations. And every now and again, we need to clean these foundations up, just like you would clean the grouts in a kitchen or a bathroom. So on your next in-breath, I want you to visualize a light coming in through the crown of your head. Feel this light coming in to your brain. Feel it moving in down joints, the bones, the muscles, the organs, the chakras. And with every out breath, you are releasing back into the earth. Feel the body releasing down through the body, out through the soles of the feet, and deep into the earth star chakra, and then underneath it, almost like it's a plug. On your next in-breath, you're going to visualize this light coming in, creating a pyramid of light around your body. It's known as the pyramid of protection. Just protect your energy field whilst you meditate, whilst you enter a sacred healing space. I'm going to invite you here to connect with an intention. You might have an intention to heal a physical ailment, a relationship, a situation. You might need to make a decision and you're needing some guidance on the answer. You might want to embark on a new course or an exercise regime or a diet program. And you might be looking for guidance on next steps or motivation. Whatever that is, connect it into your heart right now. So whatever that intention is based upon, this healing meditation is a release. It's a release of whatever is blocking that intention, that desire, or that goal coming to fruition. And our body is made up of hormone glands. We have 7 hormone glands in the body, but we also have 7 energy centers known as chakras, which mean spinning wheel. The physical hormone glands work with just that, the physical body, and also the mental mind. And this is very much the masculine energy of logic, the physical. It's what we know. It's the way the world has been run for many, many years. But now it's changing and it's shifting. An awareness is coming in and an understanding is coming in that we have more than just our physical body and our mental mind. We also have an emotional body and a spiritual body. That is known as the feminine. It is our intuition, our knowing, our creation. This is the chakra energy centers, which are connected to the meridians of the body. It's a life force energy that runs through the body, that meets at each chakra. The chakra is a vortex. And today we are going to go into the chakras and cleanse and clear and rebalance. I'm going to guide you into a particular one that is coming up for you at this time. We're going to be taken to a planet, and I encourage you to do your own research on that planet after this meditation. Remember, there's symbolism everywhere, and each planet is connected to a chakra, and some are connected to a couple of chakras. The base chakra or root chakra is connected to Mars and Saturn. The sacral chakra is connected to Jupiter, Venus, and Pluto. The heart chakra is connected to Venus, and the moon. And the throat is, of course, Mercury, planet of communication. The third eye chakra is connected to Saturn, Neptune, and Pluto. And the crown chakra is connected to Jupiter and Uranus. And each have their own energy. And each will bring something up within us. So let's go within. Let's dive deeper. Let us begin. I want you to now visualize yourself within a pyramid. You are within your own pyramid of light, your own pyramid of protection within your home or your car, wherever you are. You're now going to be transported to an actual pyramid in Egypt, a sacred healing temple, where we are all sitting together, no matter when you're watching or listening to this. I'm all sitting around a fire. You're going to set an intention to rebalance your four bodies, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Do you receive a complete chakra balance, chakra healing? To be guided to a certain area that you can work on, explore after meditation that will help you make shifts in your own life. In your mind's eye, you're going to look up to the ceiling of this pyramid. You're going to start to become aware of the ceiling or the roof opening up. So it feels like you are sitting under the stars, under the galaxy, under the Milky Way. The deepest blue sky. Connected to the galactic center, which is all about action. You're going to become aware of seven stars in the sky. You're going to reach up one by one, and you're going to grab a star. You're going to place it into each chakra. You're going to start with the base chakra. This is in around your womb area if you're female, your ovaries, or your gonads if you're male. It's the base of your spine. Your hip area. It's the color red. It's connected to your immune system, your skin, your skeleton system, your bones, your sense of belonging, family issues and roots. It's connected to fears. as you place a star into this area, it's almost like it's going into like a lock. It's like a missing piece that allows this wheel, it's like a bolt that allows the wheel to turn. It was stuck. And as that starts to move, we're going to move up to the second chakra, which is the sacral. It is similar in around the hips, but it's moving up more to the lower digestive area, the adrenal glands, the kidneys. It is the center of our creativity. It is where our mother and our father wounds are, our relationships, career, money. It is our flow, our masculine and feminine balance, our kundalini. It's connected to water, but also guilt. This is what we will release in this area. Place that star into this area, this cog in this wheel. You are the whole wheel. This is a cog. And allow it to move. It's been waiting. Allow the star to spin, to cleanse, to clear. As we move up to the solar plexus. This is our gut, our stomach area, abdominal. It's to do with our confidence, our power, our will, our inner child, our inner warrior. It's our personal power, but also it's where we hold shame. Place the star into this area. Feel the wheel turning again. As we move on up to the heart. The heart is connected to our heart, our circulatory system, our lungs, our respiratory system. It is our the center of our emotional intelligence, how we manage emotions, how we give and receive love, our compassion, our wisdom. There's a shadow and a light with every chakra. With the heart, the shadow is grief, resentment. And the light is love. This is where we process our anger and our rage from the liver. The star into this area now, the bridge between the upper and the lower chakras. Just feel the firework of energy. As they all start to cleanse and clear and work together. Allow this to move on up to the throat. Our thyroid hormone gland, our metabolism. We speak our truth. Shadow being the lies, the light energy being the truth. Our words matter. Our words are our wand. The area connected to this physically is the throat, the tongue, the teeth, the lips, the jaw, the neck. Visualize the star being placed into this area. Visualize it spinning, cleansing, clearing. As we now move up to the third eye. third eye is in the center of the eyebrows. It's connected to the pituitary hormone gland, which is the master gland that controls all the others. Our intuition. Anything around this area, the eyebrows, the eyes, the brows, the brain, the skull. It's our willingness to see the truth and dissolve illusion. Shadow being illusion, the light being the truth. It's where our limiting beliefs are. Place a star in this area, feel it cleansing, clearing, spinning and locking into place. As we move on up to the final one, the crown, the top of our heads. This is connected to letting go. Control, surrender. Fear of the unknown. Being attached to things. Our higher consciousness. Purpose. Placing a star in this area, feel it cleansing and clearing, locking into place. As you see all of the stars in each chakra spinning, cleansing, clearing, the cog and the wheel is moving now. Starting with the earth star chakra, it's now starting to cleanse and to clear as this moves on up through the body and connects with the soul star chakra above your head. Now you're fully in balance and alignment. Seeing a star in each one of these and allowing this, as you breathe up from the feet, you're going to breathe up and visualize another triangle, an upside down triangle or pyramid coming up from the feet to meet the one above the earth, creating a beautiful marker bar, your own star around your body. Now you're safe to travel. You're safe to rise higher and connect with a planet. Just feel yourself rising higher and higher as you leave this physical pyramid and go into the galaxy. See all the planets ahead of you. I will repeat them and just be drawn to whatever planet you're hearing. Some might hear it, you might see it, you might feel it when I say the words, or you just might have a knowing. Trust where you need to go. Trust if there's a couple. I will write a little bit of information below this video on each planet, but please reach out to me and I can help you further with understanding where you are and the symbolism. So feel yourself rising higher and higher into the universe, into the galaxy. We have Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, Venus, Pluto. We have the moon itself, Mercury, Neptune. Uranus. I'm going to go quiet to allow you to connect with a planet, to land on a planet, to receive the light codes and the healing that you're ready to receive, the downloads at this time for whatever you're going through in your life. Saturn is the planet of structure. It's connected to the base and the root chakra. It's connected to responsibility, boundaries and limits. You taking responsibility for your own life, your own choices, your own reactions. Mars is the planet of energy, of action, of assertiveness, ambition, drive. Both these planets are connected to the root chakra, to the body. Jupiter is the planet of expansion, of abundance and growth. Venus is the planet of love, of creativity, of beauty and harmony. Relationships, of money. Pluto is deep transformation, death and rebirth energy. It's connected to the sacral. Jupiter, Venus, and Pluto are all connected to the sacral chakra. Desires, our manifesting, our dreams. When out of balance, we may feel guilt or shame, have relationship issues or intimacy issues. The solar plexus is connected to Mars and the Sun. The Sun is a planet, it's a star in itself. It's about confidence and self-discipline, leadership. We also have the Moon. It's all about experiencing joy in our life and reflection. It's the feminine, fluidity and growth, receptivity and healing. Venus and the Moon are connected to the heart, our capacity to give and receive, to love, to forgive, to empathize, Mercury is the planet of communication, it sits in the throat chakra, our self-expression and our truth. When out of balance, we can feel frustrated, not sleeping. Neptune is the planet connected to imagination and dreams, spirituality. It is sits in the third eye chakra along with Saturn. The third eye is our purpose, our intuition, our inner truth. Uranus is liberation. It's all about limitations, freeing yourself from mental blocks. This sits in the crown chakra along with Jupiter. Expansion and greater understanding. The crown chakra is that awareness to a higher consciousness that you have access to, your wisdom. Always available through that connection with your soul self. You might be shown a planet or a chakra to focus on. You might be shown or feel or hear an area in the body. Take note of that now. Bring awareness to it will help to shift and rebalance as you gently come back into your body as we close this session. Feeling yourself coming back into the room, calling back all parts of you now, connecting with the earth beneath you, visualizing a beautiful anchor going deep into the earth. right in the session. Thanking it for the beautiful healing codes. Just wiggling fingers and toes. Maybe taking a drink of water as you come back into the room. Maybe giving yourself a stretch. As we close this space. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. For being open to receiving. I hope you enjoyed this healing meditation. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the Honey Temple so that you're notified when I upload a new episode. And please share it if you feel that this will help others. Have a great day.